Station 17. Hoivey. The death of Captain Uncle Sam Templeton. Hoivey was a small village, 5 kilometres along the track from Gurari, towards Kokoda. After withdrawing from Gurari, where they had ambushed the advancing Japanese, Captain Sam Templeton's 2 platoons, and elements of the Papuan Infantry Battalion, were joined by another platoon of the 39th Battalion, which had recently flown into Kokoda. The Japanese attacked in the afternoon of the 26th of July, and soon surrounded the Australian position. About 5 p.m., Templeton went to check the rear defences. There was a burst of fire from the gloomy jungle, and Templeton did not return. Apparently, he was captured and subsequently killed. Known affectionately as Uncle Sam, Templeton was the only officer in the 39th Battalion who had served in the First World War. After dark, the Australian and Papuans, now under Major W.T. Watson of the Papuan Infantry Battalion, broke out of the perimeter and headed towards Dinaka beyond Kokoda, as it was considered the easier route. Hoivey also figured prominently during the counter-offensive. After the Australians entered Kokoda on the 2nd of November, Brigadier Lloyd's 16th Brigade took up the advance along the track towards Hoivey, with 2 of his battalions, the 2nd and 2nd 3rd. His 2nd 1st Battalion had been attached to the 25th Brigade, and began a wide sweeping movement through the jungle to the south. On the 5th of November, the 16th Brigade struck the main Japanese defences covering Hoivey. Next morning the Japanese mounted a counter-attack, which was beaten off. By this stage, the 16th Brigade had been reinforced by the 3rd Militia Battalion, which patrolled the wide front extensively. It was clear that the Australians were facing the prospect of an expensive battle of attrition. The divisional commander, Major General Varsi, however, had other ideas and deciding to risk having no backstop on this front, sent the 25th Brigade to the south to cut off a possible Japanese withdrawal route. It was a successful maneuver, carried out with skill and enterprise. The 25th Brigade and the 2nd 1st Battalion fell upon the Japanese position at Gurari. Realizing that their supply and withdrawal route had been cut, the Japanese defenders at Hoivey began to withdraw. The 16th Brigade had been spared a lengthy battle by a skillful maneuver. But since leaving Owa's Corner in early October, they had sustained 471 battle casualties, with 145 deaths. The 2nd 1st Battalion, for example, had begun its operations in early October with a strength of 608 all ranks, and when it reached the Kamusi on the 16th of November, was down to 355 all ranks. It had sustained 137 battle casualties. The rest were lost from sickness, but since many of the sick had rejoined the unit, the actual numbers of sick were much higher.